Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalm, chapter 102 and verse 7. And it's a beautiful passage of scripture where the writer expresses his despair and his loneliness. And he talks about that, you know, I am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. You know, I was reading about a story of a man in Germany. A divorced, disabled loner was found deceased in his apartment in December 1998, 5 years after he died. Can you imagine? He was 43 and died watching television. Neighbors didn't notice his absence. His landlord came by after the bank account from which his rent was paid dried up. A TV schedule was still sitting on the lap of this gentleman's skeleton and was open to the page of 5th December 1993. The apartment, apparently, that was the date of his death. That was 5th December 1993. The television had long since stopped in the on position, but the lights on his 1993 Christmas tree were still glowing. My dear brothers and sisters, when God created us, he said in Genesis 2:18, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." You were created to be in relationship. You don't have to accept loneliness as your destiny. Instead, number one, find a need and meet it. The few tips that I would like to give you. Number one is find a need and meet it. Often loneliness is not the absence of people, but purpose. Show a true interest in the difficulties of others. Resist making your own issues and worries the aim of every conversation. Right? The Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 2 verses 3 and 4, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others." Secondly, be generous to others with your time, talents and treasure, right? Very important. Why is it so? Because not everyone will accept what you offer, but someone will. Pray for guidance and keep reaching out. God says in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 4, "To me, you are very dear and I love you." So God's word to you is that his love will never fail for you. You'll never be forsaken. You'll never be lonely. You'll never be alone. Because his supernatural presence of his divine glory will embrace you, will fill you, will overshadow you, will brood upon you, and is within you so that you will never be alone, no matter where you are. Hallelujah. So be encouraged this morning and in the season of Christmas. If you don't have a church, find a church and get involved. Make friends. Be part of the community. Find good friends who will be with you. And above all, the best friend that you can ever find is Jesus. He will never leave you, neither will he ever forsake you. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you that you, Lord, have a divine purpose for each and every one of us. You have created us in your image, that you'll have fellowship with us, that you'll commune with us, that you will interact with us. And Father, lead and guide us. Today, Lord, we permit your Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us in all truth and righteousness, and to take us besides the still waters and green pastures. We know, Lord, that you are a shepherd and we are your sheep, and we will lack no good thing. Hallelujah. everything is provided in you and through you. And we bless you for that. Today, Lord God Almighty, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. You will bless them. You will uphold them with your right righteous hand. You will keep them from the enemy. And Lord, I pray in this season, you will be Emmanuel to them. You, God, will be with them. Oh, Father, Lord, I thank you. I praise you and I bless you. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Lord God Almighty, I send forth your word of healing to prevail upon their bodies. From the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, I speak health, strength, vigor, vitality, and long life. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.